This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Next time somebody says,
St. Louis, what's St. Louis got?
This week I went to Old Town Florissant. That's home to Made by Leah, a wonderful bakery that has something of a national reputation. That's due to its owner, Leah Holter. A few years ago, she returned from a trip to Italy with a desire to bake professionally. In 2014, she won TLC's Next Great Baker Show, and a few years later, she was ready to open shop with support from her husband.
He really, you know, I told him, you bet it on the horse, you know, you gotta trust me. I really think I can do this, and he was, you know, the perfect teammate for me on that, and he built the whole business plan, helped me submit it to the bank and all that, so he's awesome in supporting me in my dreams, for sure. So we are expected to open in spring of 2020.
I can't tell you how many people that I have interviewed for Roaming St. Louis tell me that's when they wanted to open.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, it has to be a couple dozen at least.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Well, you know, at the time I was thinking, spring 2020. I had a baby on the way too, so I was pregnant with number two. And I was like, we're going to open March 2020.
That's
had my
nuts.
Grand opening date planned. And then the whole world shut down and I was like, oh my gosh, well, what the, you know, the heck am I going to do now?
Right.
And, my son was 6 months at that time. And honestly, it was like such a blessing in a weird way. I didn't have a team set up. My husband literally told me I could afford one employee and myself. So I was like, well, you know, how am I going to have a bakery, you know, with one baker? And then we opened in August of 2020. So right in the heart of COVID,
right,
you know,
right,
so, you know. But it ended up being amazing. We had lines down the street for the first
That's
few months.
Great.
And the community support rallied behind me. I had started a Kickstarter in the summer. And my goal was to raise $15,000. And I raised, I exceeded that in 24 hours. We raised $15,000 and then probably raised about $25,000 total on the Kickstarter. And that was amazing, just to see like St. Louis really rally behind me to get my doors open. It was just really special. And I feel like we've just been gunning ever since. You know, I feel like it hasn't stopped.
Well, I want to back up for a sec.
Yeah,
because
sure.
You started your story in Italy. That's where you started. So
yeah.
I was wondering what happened in Italy that inspired you to come back here and want to start a Facebook page and eventually a bakery.
Yeah. So I come from a big Italian family. So really where I started, everything started back when I was in the kitchen as a little kid, baking Christmas cookies with my great-grandma, my Mima, and my mom, and my sisters. And I just felt that joy, and I was like, I want to keep that. And I knew I wanted to be a baker ever since I was little. So after college, I went to Fompany University for RIP, for my bachelor's in business.
I just drove by that sign on the way up here.
I know, it's sad.
It's like
all of my schools have closed, pretty much. And then I went to Forest Park Community College and got my baking and pastry arts degree. I actually used to teach culinary school there too. So,
oh, you taught?
Yeah, I taught after I went there too, their cakes class. And so after college, I was like, you know what? I want to go to Italy. And so I went with two of my girlfriends. Actually, my husband and I just started dating at the time, and I always say our love grew in Italy even when we were from afar, because we would like email and do things like that. But so I went and I had way too much fun. I probably drank way more wine than I should have, and I told my mom I was studying abroad, but really there wasn't much studying happening. But I was just really inspired by like just all of the pastries and the bakeries, and it was just it's just really where I felt like at home, and just like seeing like from my roots and everything too. And so when I came home, I was just like really inspired to start a business. And I always kind of had like a business mentality. Like I always knew I wanted to have my own business and be my own boss. But I knew obviously it was going to come with challenges and things like that. So yeah, it just kind of started with me just being like, hey, would anybody like a cake for their daughters, you know, whatever. And it just started as this little Facebook page. And it's funny, I look back and I see like, I used to pester people, man. I'd be like, help me get to 100 likes on Facebook, or help me to get to 150 likes. And now I have probably between Facebook and Instagram over 50,000 followers, if not more. And so it's just been, and people have followed me from The Next Great Baker. I still have people comment and say like, I watched you on The Next Great Baker and I've been following your journey ever since. So the community has just been amazing.
So national baking competition victory, brand ambassador, opened your own bakery, teaching, and I see a book here.
My book.
There is a book, and it is appropriately called Made by Lea.
Yeah. I'm a dreamer. I always have big dreams. And so I always wanted to write a cookbook. And it turned into something way bigger than I ever thought it would, which has been an amazing process. It took me about 2 years to write. I had a baby in between, so, you know, that came first. But we tested and tasted and perfected each and every recipe in this book. And some of them stem from childhood that, like, my grandfather's rolls or cookies that I made alongside my kids or recipes that I developed with my team or at home before even I started Made by Lea. So it's kind of like my greatest hits. So there's like a lot in here, like staples at the bakery to childhood favorites. And
what are the staples at the bakery?
Yeah, so our number one sellers are lemon blueberry scone, which we probably made about 10,000 last year, and I checked my numbers and we're going to make more than that this year. It's a lot of scones. And our jumbo chocolate chip cookie, literally like the size of your head. That recipe's in there too. But then it has just really great approachable recipes that even if you're a beginner baker or an avid baker, there's something in there for everyone. There's vegan and gluten-free items too, which is you know, a lot of allergy friendly things these days, and pies, cookies, I kind of across the whole board. But then obviously two recipes with Fleischmann's yeast, because this book was, you know, intended to be for their clients too. So some great recipes where the yeast really shines, like my cinnamon rolls and focaccia bread and everyday loaf, pita bread. And so there's a variety.
A little bit of everything.
A little bit of everything. And they're all like solid recipes that actually work when you make them.
If you had to boil it down, what is one secret to baking well?
I really just think, like, you know, you got to put your heart into it. I was just had a tour here of about 30 kids. You saw them come through. And somebody was, you know, asking me my favorite things to bake, or is baking all about math and science? And I'm like, honestly, like, you got to put that math and science aside sometimes and really just bake from your heart and, you know, use your creativity. Because I think of baking as like an art form and a creative outlet, like where I can just be like, oh, I get to bake something, you know? Yes, it's important to have measurements and things like that. But I feel like sometimes people get intimidated by baking because they think it's such a science and all that math. But really, just, you know, don't be so nervous about it and just bake from your heart and, you know, have fun with it. I think that's the most important part, is you really like bringing your family together, bringing community together to, you know, enjoy awesome bakes.
So what do people, you said the lemon blueberry scone, the giant cookie, and then you also do coffee as well.
Yeah, we're a coffee shop as well. We use Goshen Coffee, so a local coffee shop. And when I opened the bakery, I knew I wanted coffee, but I never knew that I would become a coffee shop, which has been a whole other side of the business that I'm learning, which is really cool too. So not only are we a full-fledged bakery, we also do wedding cakes, birthday cakes, and we're pretty much a coffee shop too. Like, the coffee is a big side of the business. Pretty much everybody who walks through the door walks out with a pastry and a coffee.
Wedding cakes is a serious business now. I mean, that's in addition to all the other things you're doing, that's a whole business by itself, right?
Yeah, I've been doing wedding cakes for about 20 years now.
Okay.
So I'm
you know what you're doing.
I'm seasoned, yes. I know what I'm doing. We've been delivering, and oh my gosh. I love it. It's great. And what's really fun too is so many of my clients that were wedding clients have come back to me for gender reveal cakes or birthday cakes or stuff like that. So it's like, not only have I done their wedding cake, I've gotten to do their, you know, other big milestones in their life. So it's really special.
How much of the baking do you do yourself?
That's a great question, too. I never thought when I was like, oh, I'm going to open my bakery and I get to bake all day. Well, really, in the beginning, yes, I was like, I still am. I'm like, I kind of describe it as I'm a player and a coach at the same time. So I'm right out there with them in the field playing, baking, and like getting my hands dirty. But I'm also trying to lead the team and then doing all the other things that nobody even thinks about, whether it's, you know, all the, you know, dealing with clients, answering emails, marketing. I do all the marketing for the business. Anything from mopping the floors to whatever. You know, when you own a business, you could be doing anything in a given day. But as I don't get to spend as much time as I want to, like probably like baking. But I do decorate, you know, still all the cakes, a lot of the cakes. And so, but my team is amazing. You know, I've got an awesome group of women that are helping me bake every day, do cakes, and do all sorts of orders and custom sweets. So it's pretty cool.
You got a lot on your plate.
Yeah. And mom of three.
Raising kids, too. I was like, when do you sleep? Do you sleep?
Gosh, very rarely. Actually, I never sit down. So it's really funny to like be sitting here talking with you, because it's very rare that I'm like sitting and enjoying, you know, just a conversation. But yeah, so I'm get the kids off to school. They do go to school right down the street, which is very helpful.
Yeah.
And all of this is within blocks. So I live a block away from the bakery. I can walk to work, golf cart to work.
That's
my kids,
nice.
Yeah, I can. My kids go to school two blocks away, so I can walk to pick them up and be back if I have to come back to work after that. So, that's why building this business in the bakery in Old Town Florissant was so special and perfect for my life, because if I had to drive 30, 40 minutes every day, it would really put a toll on not only me, but my kids and everything. So it's just kind of having it all within this community is why it works so well. People are like, how do you do it all? I'm like, yeah. Well, I can't do it all. It takes a village. I've got, like I said, an awesome team. But being so close to home in here is just really how it works. As you can see, I'm sitting in a rocking chair. This is where I would nurse my baby Naomi for the first year for, you know. So it's just... It's a blessing.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned earlier perceptions about this area.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, driving through here, it's really cute.
Yeah.
It's like, it's called Old Town.
Old Town Florissant, yeah.
And a lot of neat businesses here. So tell me a little bit about this neighborhood.
Yeah. So it's just a great community, like I've said before, but it's literally like, you know, like a TV show. Everybody knows your name, you know? And if you come in here and you're not a local or whatever, we're going to make you feel like you're at home. Old Town is just, it's like a thriving community. Not as many like new businesses popping up as maybe we would want, but the ones that are there are just diehard, like true to North County, and just like they're the rock, you know, of our community. We've got Hendel's down the street, Hankey's, which has been around for generations, Old Town Donuts not too far.
Oh, yeah.
And so yeah, we've just got a lot of great, you know, businesses here that really care about the community and care about North County and care about kind of putting Old Town on a map, you know. Like, I think it's really cool when I hear people from Kirkwood or St. Charles or wherever, and they come here, a lot of people used to live here, you know, like their parents grew up here, or they're like, oh my gosh, my grandma lives down the road or whatever. Or if they haven't been here, like, this is so cute, I had no idea it was here.
Yeah.
And we're like, yeah, you know, you gotta make your way up here. But with the book, I've had at least 20 different signings in places all over St. Louis, and it's still crazy. I kind of think like, oh yeah, people know what Made by Lea is, you know, I would think. But so many people don't. And I'm like, man, I still got some ground to cover. I'm like, this is good though, because I have a lot more people to reach in St. Louis too.
Well, you said you're a dreamer.
Oh yeah.
What's your next dream?
Oh man. Wow. Well, I would love to open another like business in Old Town. There's a building for sale not too far, just right behind me actually, that I would like to get sometime. And like, I would love to have just like a provision shop, like, you know, and maybe like a little wine shop or something. But really big dreams is, obviously I would love for my book to, you know, blow up even more and write another book. And I would like to do a savory cookbook. And then I would love to, I would love for someday you'd be able to turn on your TV, PBS, and there I would be and be like, hey, we're going to make this today. And then we'd bake together. And, you know, I just think that'd be so cool. But that I'd have a lot of work ahead of me to get that, make that happen. But, you know, if you dream it, it could happen, I think.
Well, based on your history, I think you have a pretty good chance of succeeding at any of those things. So.
Thanks.
Made by Lea, that's the name of the place in Old Town Florissant. Made by Lea is the name of the book. Lea Holter is the baker and the owner. Thanks so much for inviting me here.
Oh my gosh, it's been such a joy talking with you, and I'm glad you got a little taste of Old Town. We'll have to get a treat on your way out.
Definitely. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.